Welcome to Agriculture in Depth, presented by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre and by Kimball Livestock Exchange. I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. My guest is Fanchen Stringer, the founder of Grit and Grace Nation. We'll hear from her after this.
Safety in your cattle operation is imperative to not only you, but your cattle as well. From front to back, from tube to chute, AeroQuip cattle chutes go through extensive testing to ensure reliability and safety. With an extremely user-friendly design, you're in for a smooth operation every time. AeroQuip cattle chutes are the safe equipment you can trust every step of the way. That's one benefit, but not all. For more information, see Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, South Dakota.
A leadership program that targets girls from middle school age through college expanded into South Dakota in April of 2024. Stringer says her Grit and Grace Nation is dedicated to providing valuable leadership and mentorship opportunities for young women.
It's a leadership development program. We also have a leadership academy. We have local chapters in cities across the United States, and we also provide etiquette training, character development, emotional animal therapy and support. And basically, we are equipping young girls with the courage they need and the tools they need to excel in life and in leadership. One of the foundational principles of the organization is that if you can't lead yourself well, you can't lead others well. And as you know, right now, anxiety is one of the biggest issues facing our young people, particularly our young ladies. When you look at statistics, according to a research done by the University of Michigan, half of young people since the onset of social media say that they don't enjoy life anymore. And just about every family you talk to these days who have a young girl, a niece, cousin, young lady, there's an issue with not just anxiety, but also low self-esteem, the whole comparison issue that's happening with our young ladies. So we want to be able to step into that space and give our young ladies the tools they need to help manage their emotions well, to help manage stress well, to help identify their natural gifts, their talents, help them prepare for a life of personal success, interpersonal success, but also professional success. I spent the last almost 30 years in the broadcast news industry. And as you can imagine, I came in close contact with so many amazing stories, people at their highest highs, people at their lowest lows. One thing that was consistent throughout is that I mentored young ladies throughout my entire career. And I would see, unfortunately, on the news sometimes, you see what happens when young ladies don't get the nurturing, don't get the guidance, don't get the wisdom, don't get the positive reinforcement that they need. That oftentimes leads to poor choices, poor behaviors, and hanging around the wrong crowds. Conversely, if we take time out as adults, as women who've gone through a lot of these things that our girls are facing, and mentor those young girls and help them navigate through those difficult periods of life and development, they will have a completely different outlook in terms of when things happen to them. They'll be able to look at the context of something happening saying, hey, this is meant to make me, not break me. So when I decided to initially step away from broadcast news, I felt the calling to step full time into a mentoring aspect. And that is how my nonprofit was born, just out of a desire to transfer a lot of the wisdom, transfer a lot of the lessons, transfer a lot of the things that I learned from growing up and working in a professional environment to our young ladies, because I know that those things would have helped me so much. When I was younger, I was so very shy. I was so insecure. I was so unsure of what it was I could possibly do with my life that would have a positive impact on other people. That was just too big for me to comprehend. And a lot of my insecurities became so much bigger than the confidence that my parents were trying to instill in me. So just knowing how I felt growing up, seeing what's happening with our young people today, really created a burning desire in me to step into that space in some way and show our young ladies, hey, you were born for something special. Hey, you have gifts and talents inside you that can be used to do amazing things in this world. And whatever happens to you in life, nothing is random. And whatever comes your way, it depends on how you decide and how well you equip yourself to be able to make the right decisions, to get the right counsel, and to step into maybe some of the harder things with an attitude of, hey, What am I going to learn from this? And again, this is not meant to break me. It's meant to make me.
How many chapters do you have so far? And what are some of the reactions, the tips, the projects that they have done and started that you'll be able to bring into South Dakota?
So our first phase, when we first started in 2021, we started with a scholarship contest. And our main partner for our scholarship contest is the PBR. I am not only a professional bucking bull owner, I've been a fan of the sport since a very long time. The sport provides a very powerful visual, a very powerful metaphor for what leadership looks like. And I'm going to talk about that, and then I'll talk about the phase of expansion that we're in right now. But that metaphor, if you think about the sport of bull riding, that metaphor of the bull rider on top of the bull, riding that bull's goal is to buck that guy off. And it's just like life. Through life, each and every one of us, we're going to go through difficult times. We're going to have disappointment. We're going to have betrayal. Our heart is going to get broken. People are going to treat us unkindly sometimes. But the question is, when we do get bucked off, we do get knocked down, what are we going to do in that moment? There's one thing that you always see a bull rider do. No matter how they fall, and sometimes they fall hard, and sometimes we will fall hard in life, they always fight to get back up. And they fight to get back up, to get back on, to never give up and never give in. And we want our young ladies to see that visual. And we want the power of that visual to get deep within them so that when life happens to them, when they face difficulty, when they face the unexpected, they have the courage, like I said in our mission statement, they have the courage to get back up, to fight, to get back on that bull of life and to ride. And we tell our young ladies, you hang on to your faith just as tightly as those bull riders hang on to that rope and you ride. And during that process of learning through hardship, learning through victory as well, you will experience grace that will enable you to then turn around and extend that same grace to other people. So that was our first year in kind of building out our scholarship contest. That is just one portion of what we do. We're in our chapter expansion phase right now, which you asked about initially. We have a chapter in Indianapolis. We have a chapter in Oklahoma. We have a chapter in Little Rock, Arkansas. And now we're in an expansion stage this year of about 4 to 5 chapters in South Dakota with one of the chapters that we just expanded. So our chapters are an expansion of our Leadership Academy. Our Leadership Academy focuses on the 22 most critical attributes of leadership. Our curriculum was founded by the Lions Lead program, which is basically most of the major Fortune 500 companies use it for their top executives. We have a behavioral assessment that is written based on that program specifically for grit and grace. So we focus on attributes for young ladies like self-awareness, managing your emotions, resiliency, coachability, being able to communicate clearly, your level of grit, which is the number one indicator of success for the top leaders in our country. So we look at those things. We're able to assess where the girls measure on that. It's not a personality test, but it's a test that can measure what motivates your thoughts and what motivates you out of your heart to make the decisions that you make and to respond to things in life the way you respond to them. Those indicators give us an idea of where to step in and mentor them at the deepest levels. And so that's our Leadership Academy. We meet once a month with all the girls. It's online. So our girls join from all over the country. And then we are now expanding our chapters to be an added experience to the Leadership Academy. So now our girls in South Dakota will be able to join the Leadership Academy, and they'll be able to have a local chapter right there. And in those chapters, they go deeper and they get a chance to actually live out and practice the leadership principles that they're learning. So every chapter every year will have etiquette training. Every chapter will also decide as a group. It's student-led, advisor-driven, but the students will decide as a group what is our service project going to be for this year. For instance, last year, our girls in Indianapolis, they came up with a service project to raise money for one of their Grit and Grace sisters in Oklahoma who has cystic fibrosis. So they raised money in order to donate to the research of cystic fibrosis, researching for a cure. We've had young ladies in some of our chapters make blankets for the American Red Cross. So each chapter will come up with what their service project is going to be. One of our pillars is selfless compassion. We also have an animal welfare component. Equine therapy is so, so very instrumental and powerful when it comes to helping young ladies deal with their emotions, manage their emotions, but also in teaching empathy. As you know, today, one of the things we deal with is so much of a me society. Well, we want to help our girls step out of me and focus on serving others, having compassion for others, and animals are a beautiful way to do that. Animal welfare also, because of the close connection with bull riding, that's my favorite sport. It not only provides a metaphor for leadership, but a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions around bull riding. They think that the animals' testicles are tied to make them buck, which is complete and total fallacy. Those animals are bred to buck. Their care is at the highest levels of care. So we want to be good examples of what it looks like to care for animals well. And the PBR is probably the gold standard when it comes to caring for animals, treating animals well. So we bring our families into that atmosphere because it's a family safe environment. That's part of our leadership. The Grit and Grace Scholarship Contest, which I mentioned earlier. And then we have internships and mentorship programs for the professional side of development for our young ladies. Our college-age students are able to connect. We connect them with corporations, and they can do internships that coincide to some of their interests professionally. We have girls in every area of industry, arts, sciences, business, medicine, you name it. We're able to connect our young ladies to corporations that give them real-world experience. And what we're finding is that a lot of corporations are looking for young ladies like ours because our young ladies can step into a company, step into a boardroom. They know what it means to be a team player. They know how to manage their emotions in a professional setting. They know how to communicate well. We work with them on communication, presentation skills, you know, being self-aware when you're stepping into any environment. And they know what it means to work hard. All of our girls come up with a mission statement, and they all identify what they're passionate about in life. So we really are really proud of the fact that we are creating a talent pool of young ladies that truly are the next generation of leaders at the highest of levels, not just personally, but also professionally and corporately as well.
Is there a set age range of young women that are you involved in Grit and Grace?
Well, we work with girls in middle school through college, young adult years. We find the earlier we get to our young ladies and teach them these principles, the better equipped they are to navigate some of those hardships through middle school and then the things that young ladies typically face through high school. And then when it comes to making decisions about careers, making decisions about boyfriends, making decisions about husbands, what we're finding is a lot of the growth in our girls is changing how they choose friends. It's changing how they choose boyfriends when they get to that age, and it will ultimately change how they parent because they are parenting and thinking and making decisions from a more well-rounded, healthy emotional state and from a perspective of whatever our decisions I make today, that is going to affect the trajectory of my life moving forward. So there's a lot of good counsel. They know where to go to get good counsel. They know how to identify negative feedback versus positive feedback. So what we're seeing is the girls, it's neat to see the transformation in the girls, but it's also really surprising. We didn't anticipate this, but the excitement and the transformation that's happening in their moms. A lot of the moms are seeing what's happening with their young ladies, and they're saying, hey, we need a Grit and Grace for us. So our next phase of development will be providing support and a curriculum and an assessment for our moms and for our older young ladies that are associated with Grit and Grace.
Cattlemen, when you're looking to buy and sell cattle, look no further than Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball, South Dakota. At Kimball Livestock Exchange, you'll find cattlemen working for cattlemen with a sale every Tuesday. If you can't make it to the barn, you can watch the sale live on Cattle USA. Visit KimballLivestockExchange.com to view upcoming sale information. For more sale information or to consign, call the barn at 605-778-6211, Chad at 605-870-0697, or Wade at 605-730-1801.
This all sounds like information and reminders and techniques and coping mechanisms that I could use too, because they certainly weren't there when I was growing up either.
We hear that so much. You know what, Jody? So many parents will say, we never got any of this when we were growing up, and I didn't get this. And I think, oh my gosh, had I had so much of this wisdom, I would have probably avoided a few of the mistakes I made. You know, I would have probably made better decisions in some areas as well. So it's exciting because we are able to customize and tailor make these behavioral assessments and leadership curricula specifically to what we're doing with the girls and now with the moms. It's all science-based. There's 10 years of data behind it. So we're really excited about that. And out of that response, exactly what you just mentioned, we are this year having our very first Grit and Grace mother-daughter retreat and conference, which will be held in North Carolina at the Tryon International Equestrian Center. And we are so thrilled to announce, we're going to be announcing it this week or early next week, that Demi Tebow, Tim Tebow's wife, she just released a book last week. She will be joining us for a mother-daughter retreat, along with recording artist Jenna Paulette, and also some surprise other influencers and celebrity guests that will be there with us as well. But we want to be able, the title of that conference is Generations of Grit and Grace, How to Live Your Most Victorious Life, because we understand that these are skills, like you said, these are skills, these are attitudes, these are coping mechanisms that not just affect what you do every day in a professional setting, but it affects how you see yourself. It perfects how you see yourself in relation to the world and the community around you. And it really is transformational. So we're excited about that. When it comes to seeing how so many of our young ladies are struggling right now, we want to reach as many young ladies as we can. And we're reaching young ladies in every single zip code. There is not a young lady that does not qualify for what we're doing, because every one of us is going to face difficulty in life. And my heart's desire is to make sure that as many young ladies as I can, that I can reach, as many of those young ladies are equipped with the tools they need to respond to what life brings, but also to excel and achieve at their highest potential.
Well, if we've piqued some interest here, Fanchen, and somebody would like to get involved or at least get some more information about the newly established South Dakota chapter of Grit and Grace Nation, what's the best way, the easiest way? Where do you send them to find some details?
Well, we're so excited to welcome the South Dakota chapter. There are three amazing chapter leaders in South Dakota. We had a great weekend, lots of excitement, and lots of good young ladies who are already in the chapter who are starting to kick this off. They are dynamic young ladies, and we're excited to bring on more. If you'd like more information, all you have to do is go to thegritandgracenation.org, thegritandgracenation.org, and please follow us on Instagram, on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel as well. We'll be doing Dream Big series with influencers over, just about every month or so. So we just want to be a blessing to as many people as we can. So again, the website is thegritandgracenation.org, thegritandgracenation.org. And if anyone listening would like to volunteer, if anyone would be interested in starting a chapter in their local community, call us, or you can email at info@thegritandgracenation.org, info@thegritandgracenation.org, and we will connect you to the leaders in your area or closest to your area, or get you connected to the Leadership Academy. So I just want to make it clear, any young lady can join the Leadership Academy from anywhere in all 50 states. And then from there, we'll get you connected to a chapter, or we'll help you start a chapter if you so desire in your local area.
Anything else you would like to add before I let you go here today?
Well, I would just like to say, I just want to thank the state of South Dakota for the warm welcome, and just for so many people who are so excited about us coming there. You know, when you watch and you see what our young ladies are facing, this is a movement that has started, and it's grown as faster, and it's grown much more quickly than we anticipated. But that just is indicative of the need. So we want to do whatever we can to be there to come alongside our families and also come alongside our young ladies so that, like I said, they can work to become exactly what they were created to become, and that they can excel to the highest levels of whatever they are purposed to do in their lives.
With Agriculture In Depth brought to you by Kimball Livestock Exchange and by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra.